Martha May. They had dated 3 months, confined to first base. Her father was minister at Littlebrook Episcopal. She glanced over. Still want to be a cop? Walk stared at Dubois, head down, last hope on his shoulders. I saw Star, Martha said, at the front with her father. She was crying. Star Radley, the missing girl's sister, Martha's best friend, they were a tight group. Only one was absent. Where's Vincent? She asked. He might be on the other side. Walk and Vincent were close, like brothers. At 9, they'd cut palms, press them together in sworn oaths of classless loyalty. They said nothing more, just watched the ground, past Sunset Road, past the wishing tree, Chuck Taylor's parting leaves. Walk focused so hard, but still he almost missed it. 10 steps from Cabrillo, State Route 1, 600 miles of California coast. He stopped dead, then looked up and saw the line move on without him. He crouched. The shoe was small, red and white leather, gold-toned buckle. A car on the highway slowed as it came. Headlights traced the curve till they found him. And then he saw her. He took a breath and raised his hand. Part 1. The Outlaw. Chapter 1. Walk stood at the edge of a feverish crowd, some he'd known since his birth, some since theirs. Vacationers with cameras, sunburn and easy smiles, not knowing the water was stripping more than timber. Local news set up, a reporter from KCNR. Can we get a word, Chief Walker? He smiled, shoved his hands deep in his pockets, and looked to thread his way through when the people gasped. Fragmented noise as the roof caved and crashed to the water below. Piece by piece, the foundation lay crude and skeletal, like the home was no more than a house. It had been the Fairlawn place since Walk could remember, a half acre from the ocean when he was a kid. Taped off a year back, the cliff was eroding. Now and then the people from California Wild came and measured and estimated. The stir of cameras and indecent excitement as slates rained and the front porch clung. Milton, the butcher, dropped to one knee and fired off a money shot as the flagpole leaned and the banner hung in the breeze. The younger tallow boy got too close. His mother pulled his collar so hard he tumbled back onto his ass. Behind, the sun fell with the building, dissecting the water with cuts of orange and purple and shades without name. The reporter got her piece, seeing off a patch of history so slight it barely counted. Walk glanced around and saw Dickie Dark, who looked on, impassive. He stood like a giant, close to 7 feet tall. A man into real estate, he owned several houses in Cape Haven and a club on Cabrillo, the kind of den where iniquity cost $10 and a small chunk of virtue. They stood another hour, Walk's legs tired as the porch finally gave up. Onlookers resisted the urge to applaud, then turned and made their way back to barbecue and beer and fire pits that waved flamelight on Walk's evening patrol. They drifted across Flagstone, a line of gray wall, dry-laid but holding strong. Behind was the wishing tree, a major oak so wide splints held its limbs. The old Cape Haven did all it could to remain. Walk had once climbed that tree with Vincent King, in a time so far from now it would barely count. He rested a shaking hand on his gun, the other on his belt. He wore a tie, his collar stiff, his shoes shined. His acceptance of place was admired by some, pitied by others. Walker, captain of a ship that did not ever leave port. He caught sight of the girl moving against the crowd, her brother's hand in hers as he struggled to match her pace. Duchess and Robin, the Radley children. He met them at a half run because he knew all there was to know about them. The boy was 5 and cried silent tears. The girl had just turned 13 and did not ever cry. Your mother, he said, not a question, but a statement of such tragic fact the girl did not even nod, just turned and led. They moved through dusk streets, the lull of picket fences and fairy lights. Above, the moon rose, guided and mocked, as it had for 30 years. Past grand houses, glass and steel that fought nature, a vista of